Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 21st, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The U.S. Federal Reserve released its study of a digital dollar, which looked at the benefits it could provide for speeding electronic payments and potential downsides, including financial stability and privacy risks. The study doesn't make a recommendation on a central bank digital currency in the U.S., but asks for public feedback on a list of 22 items. The Verge's sources say Google is working on its own wire-free AR headset, internally codenamed Project Iris, that could ship as early as 2024. Google's device reportedly uses outward-facing cameras to blend computer graphics with real-world video. TikTok confirmed it's testing paid subscriptions, letting creators put exclusive content behind a paywall. The company characterized this as a limited test. It's unclear how the subscription content will integrate with TikTok's For You content algorithm. Twitter now lets people who pay for a Twitter Blue subscription to show an NFT as a profile picture. Subscribers to the $2.99 a month level can connect an Argent, Coinbase, Ledger Live, MetaMask, Rainbow, and Trust wallets to Twitter. Twitter also updated its Android app to support viewing communities. Epic filed its opening brief in its appeal of the September District Court decision that the iOS App Store does not qualify as an abuse of a monopoly position. The filing to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals makes the argument that the District Court erred in its application of antitrust law regarding multiple behaviors, including tying its in-app payment system to distribution in the App Store. Epic may look to have the appeals court define the market differently in order to show a broader market dominance by Apple. Netflix reported it added 8.28 million net subscribers in Q4 for a total of 221.8 million globally. This fell below the company's own forecast of 8.5 million added subscribers and analyst estimates of 8.3 million. In a letter to shareholders, Netflix said streaming competition may be affecting our marginal growth some. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted 16-6 to advance the American Innovation and Choice Online Act with bipartisan support. The bill prohibits large internet platforms from self-preferencing. The House already advanced a similar bill. Sources speaking to both Time and the Cleveland Plain Dealer both say Intel selected a 1,000-acre site in New Albany, Ohio, just outside of Columbus, as its third U.S. chipmaking location, with operations expected to start in 2025. Intel currently committed to spend $20 billion on two chip fabs at the site, but could expand to up to eight over time. Casio launched the CT-S1000V, a $450 keyboard that includes a vocal synthesizer, as well as a sound sampler, 800 built-in tones, and Bluetooth connectivity. The vocal synthesizer offers 22 types of voices that can be customized with parameters like age, gender, and vibrato. Instagram announced its algorithm will now deprioritize content that may contain bullying, hate speech, or incite violence. Instagram's terms already prohibit this type of content, so the change will mostly impact posts considered borderline or those not yet reviewed by a moderator. The company also said it will now factor in a user's reporting history into how it orders feed content. According to the Game Developers Conference annual survey, 70% of respondents said their game studio had no interest in NFTs. The physical GDC conference is still scheduled to take place March 21st to the 25th at the Moscone Center in San Francisco. Meta AI scientists have developed an algorithm called Data2Vec that can train a neural network to recognize images, text, and speech. Data2Vec was trained with self-supervised algorithms like GPT-3, which means it learns to spot patterns in datasets without guidance or labels. Data2Vec performed a little better than similarly sized existing techniques, around 100 megabytes of data, at images and speech, and about the same on text. Specialized models may still outperform as they continue to learn. The company MetaLens developed a new smartphone camera lens with nanostructures that can maintain polarization information in light, providing information on the direction of light and the surfaces it interacts with. Combined with a machine vision algorithm, this could be used to verify that a facial recognition system is actually viewing a human face or determine air quality. MetaLens says devices with the lens could be available by 2023. Windows Central obtained a mid-2018 pre-release build of Microsoft's Andromeda OS running on a Lumia 950, a canceled version of Windows intended for the Surface Duo. The OS emphasizes a journaling and inking experience, letting users take notes directly on the lock screen, with a journal app always running in the background for quick access. Animations and the multitasking UI from Andromeda were ported over to the version of Android that shipped on the Duo. And finally, Samsung announced it will hold its next Unpacked event in February, saying it will introduce the most noteworthy S-series device we've ever created. A blog post by Samsung Mobile Division President T.M. Rowe goes on to acknowledge consumer surprise when the company didn't release a Galaxy Note model last year, saying, "We haven't forgotten about these experiences you love." Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.